This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, 855-993-7569. I'm trying to decide whether or not to share this day in history with you because we've decided this month is really fairly disastrous, and the warmer it gets in the month, and I'm not talking about today, I'm talking about historically. The earliest mention I have today is 1851, which actually isn't bad, right? Because it's Isaac Singer's granted a patent for his sewing machine. Do you know how to sew, Blake? I think it's like a bicycle. I think once you know how to sew and get your fingers bloody, that you always know how to do that.
I did it in like 7th grade in home ec. Sewed a pillow, super proud of it, and then totally forgot how to do it.
It would come in. Can you sew a button on?
Nope, but I could YouTube how to sew a button.
It's not very hard. You thread a needle, you make a little knot in the thread, you stick it through the little eyes in the button. And if it's got four buttons, you do an X because that's the quickest way of doing it. It's not very hard.
All right.
And just think of how self-reliant makes you be able to sew your own buttons on.
There you go.
Whoa, baby. Okay, mine actually, as I said, I had a treadle machine, which is much more fun than you have much more control over it. And once you get the treadle going, then gravity works and the machine goes. I still have trouble with bobbins, what can I tell you? But this was there's a new movie out. I know this is what we learned in movies called The Dressmaker with Kate Winslet, which doesn't come out, I think, for a while, but it's terrific. But the opening scene is her getting off a steam engine. So I talked about steam engines yesterday in 1951 in a small town in the outback in Australia. And the first thing she takes off the train is her sewing machine, which is looks like a piece of luggage. And I had one like that, too. They weighed like a gazillion pounds. They were cast iron. This was not the trail. This was the portable. I think you can now, they're fiberglass or something. You don't need a Marine to carry them around for you. Actually, I did that once. I think I was visiting somebody in San Francisco. I think I'd moved to New York by then. And I was in San Francisco and I went to a yard sale. Now, you could ask yourself why, when you're on vacation, you'd ever go to a yard sale. I don't have a good answer for that, except I love yard sales, and I bought a sewing machine. Now, the more relevant question is, how would you get a sewing machine that weighed, I don't know, they probably weighed like 40, 45 pounds, easy. And the answer was in the overhead, but I literally had to get a Marine to put it up there. But then I had my very own sewing machine, which I used probably twice and then gave to Goodwill or something. They're handy to have around. You don't need very much, but you can make pillows. There you go. And the newer sewing machines actually have an attachment that will sew buttons on, I believe. So there you go. Mine were never that sophisticated. They could sew seams. And hemming you have to do by hand. You can't do, but you could put in linings and facings and stuff like that. All right. On this day in 1877, Asaph Hall discovers the Mars moon Deimos. There you go. All right, now, how many of you know what a guaga is? Raise your hand. I didn't think so. I didn't either. It turns out to be, first of all, on this day in 1883, the last guaga dies at a zoo in Amsterdam. A guaga is now a clearly gone kind of zebra. So there you go. I mean, the idea of extinct animals is, there are a whole bunch of documentaries that take it on. And depending on where you are, there are people who think we shouldn't ever let anything get extinct. And other people who say extinction is the way of the world, literally, that species come and go. The question is, what does that mean about us? And that's probably why we don't like the idea of extinction, is that it gets to the heart of us very quickly. Okay, one good piece of news on this day, in 1898, an armistice ends the Spanish-American War. On this day in 1898, I remember seeing a documentary about this. The Hawaiian flag is lowered on Iolani Palace in an elaborate annexation ceremony and replaced with a flag of the U.S. to signify the transfer of sovereignty from the Republic of Hawaii to the United States. Highly controversial. And has not become a whole lot less so in the last, 100 and some years. 116, 120 years. 118 years. In 1914, the UK declares war on Austria-Hungary, and the countries of the British Empire follow suit. Also on this day, the Battle of Halen, which is also called the Battle of the Silver Helmets, a clash between the Belgian and German cavalry at Belgium. So August, not a good month in terms of wars. In 1944 on this day, the SS massacred 560 people. On this day, in 1944 also, the troops end the week-long Wola massacre, during which at least 40,000 people were killed indiscriminately or in mass executions. You can hear, August, not a good month for the world in terms of history and especially German wars. In 1944 on this day, Alençon is liberated by Hautecloque, the first city in France to be liberated from the Nazis by French forces. Pretty unusual. On this day in 1947, the UN Security Council Resolution 29 relating to the UN membership of Yemen and Pakistan is adopted. 1948, the USS Nevada is struck from the naval record. I wonder what that means. Decommissioned? I would guess so. On this day in 1950, Bloody Gulch Massacre, American POWs are massacred by the North Korean Army. You can see it's not a good day. Blake and I were talking about that whole issue of the month of August being really awful in terms of world history. And what he decided, and I absolutely concur, is it's hot. And people don't respond very well when they're too warm. And if you notice, there aren't a whole lot of events that are happening in August on the South Pole, because then it would be cold. But there were, on this day, again, in 1952, it's terrible, 13 prominent Jewish intellectuals are murdered in Moscow. On this day in 1953, the first testing of thermonuclear weapon, not test devices, but an actual thermonuclear weapon. The bomb project continues with the detonation of RD-363, which was called JO-4, the first Soviet thermonuclear bomb, which is somehow appropriate, even though I'm not sure I knew about it when I scheduled it, that our It's Broken, Let's Fix It is talking about Indian Point Power Plant today. So, I know. 1953, an earthquake shakes the southern Ionian Islands with between 450 and 800 people killed. You can hear that even the earth doesn't do very well with August. I remember, I knew about this. There's a documentary about this. Again, Art King photographs 57 notable jazz musicians in the black and white group portrait called The Great Day in Harlem in front of a brownstone in New York City. And there is a documentary that I think is called that, A Great Day in Harlem, which interviews all the people in that photo, which was an extraordinary group of people. In 1960, NASA's first successful communications satellite was launched. Understand, without that satellite, you wouldn't have satellite radio, you wouldn't have GPS, there are all sorts of things. So that is a hugely important day, and it's only 50-some years ago, 56 years ago. South Africa on this day in 64 was banned from the Olympic Games due to the country's racist policies. Now we worry less about race and more about doping. I don't know what that means. In 1964, Charlie Wilson, one of the great train robbers, escapes from prison in Birmingham. Violence erupts on this day in 69 out of the Apprentice Boys of Derry March in Derry, North Ireland, resulting in a three-day communal riot known as the Battle of the Bogside. You can see it. You know, we need to air condition the earth for August if we're really trying to get rid of violence, right? At least on this day in 78, there was a friendship treaty between Japan and China. And also in 80, a Latin American Integration Association was signed. What can I tell you? Take it easy if you're going to war. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit RealPriceSilver.com for this limited time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. RealPriceSilver.com. Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states. Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I just looked something up because you know me and my sense of curiosity. The USS Nevada on this day in 1948 was struck from the naval record. And my question is, does that mean decommissioned? And that doesn't what it means. It turns out it was decommissioned a year before. And it was the reason it's a big deal, I guess, is for several reasons. Number one, it was one of the first super ships. It was called a dreadnought. It was one of two. And during Pearl Harbor, it was one of the only battleships to escape from Pearl Harbor. After World War II, it was deemed too obsolete to, and had a long history during the war, but was viewed as too far gone, essentially, to be reconstructed. So they used it during atomic testing, and it didn't sink. So then they had it in some other trials, and it was essentially unsinkable. It was really an extraordinary ship, and it was decommissioned, and it was sunk actually at the like 2 weeks before today in 1948. Because it was actually taken off the books, so it no longer existed, I guess. Decommissioning, apparently, you can sell it to somebody or something, but it was actually sunk. It took them 2 weeks to take it off. It was decommissioned, then it was sunk, then it was taken off the books. I guess that's what a bureaucracy is all about. What can I tell you? But, I mean, so there we go. We mentioned that the IBM personal computer was released on this day. Economically, this was a huge turning point in the history of modern economics. And then on this day in 1982, again hot, Mexico announced it's unable to pay its external debt, marking the beginning of a debt crisis that spreads to not only all of Latin America and the Third World, but sets a precedent for countries saying, okay, can't do this anymore. Plane crash in Japan, NAFTA was completed on this day. Major League Baseball go on strike on this day in 94. There was a Russian Navy sub that exploded and sank. There was a foreign minister who was shot. I mean, this is not a good day. A tanker off Gibraltar ends up colliding with an oil tanker. There was a massive explosion a year ago on this day in China that killed 800 people. So when in doubt, stay in bed during August. Stay in air conditioning and don't sort of do anything aggressive. The only really cool thing that happened other than the sewing machine is on this day in 1990, Sue, the largest and most complete T-Rex found to date, was discovered by Sue Hendrickson in South Dakota. We actually did an interview with her on It's Broken, Let's Fix It. And the extraordinary thing about it was not only that she discovered it, but she discovered it quite accidentally. Everybody else went off to buy supplies or something, and she was just kind of literally kicking around and found part of the skeleton, number one. Number two, I didn't know that T-Rex only existed in North America. Did you know that, Blake?
No,
I
didn't.
For some reason, I assumed that dinosaurs roamed the entire Earth. They didn't. They're North America.
Oh, interesting.
I didn't know that either. But the real story about Sue, and you can Google it, and again, there's a documentary about it, was that it was on Indian land. And there was this huge controversy because there's a very small town nearby that decided that this was going to make them, was going to put them on the map because everybody was going to come and see Sue. And they had posters, and they were going to put up a museum. And then there was this huge controversy about who owned Sue. Because not only was it found on Indian land, but the Indian land had actually been rented, or leased, I guess, by a civilian who then said he owned it. So he put instead of letting the town have it, and in theory the town had no rights to it, or the people from the dig and the university, or they were going to build a museum and the whole thing, and they were going to auction it off at Sotheby's. And it turned out the University of Chicago, I think it's the University of Chicago, bought it. But there's this huge controversy in the town. Essentially, they moved Sue away. So the fact that Sue was discovered, that largest, that T-Rex, in only in North America, but then the surrounding controversy about it, I guess, a Rex named Sue. So. And again, we had him on the program just because the whole thing, I mean, who is not fascinated by T-Rex, right?
Oh, right, yeah.
All right, so what have I got here, about 2 minutes?
Yeah, you got about 2 minutes and 30.
Can we do a quick program director? That's really sort of all we have time for.
Yeah,
here,
we can do that. Let's see here. Let's do, so Pat says, what are the 10 or 3 circumstances related to use of guns in general violence and in domestic violence versus other methods of, quote, getting what one wants.
How often are guns used in domestic violence? Is that what you're asking?
The reasons or circumstances relating to the use of guns in the violence versus other methods of getting what one wants.
Read that. I still don't think I understand what the question is.
Okay. Top 10 or 3 reasons or circumstances related to use of guns in general violence and in domestic violence versus other methods of getting what one wants.
Well, I mean, negotiation is one of the ways of getting what you want. Violence is, let's see if it says, domestic abusers and guns. Let's see, a deadly combination. Guns make it more likely that domestic abuse will turn into murder. Duh. When a gun is present in a domestic violence situation, it increases the risk of homicide for women by 500%. Well, that's, that's one of the reasons why, for example, armed robbery has significantly different penalties than robbery. That robbery in the daylight has significantly different penalties than non-daylight. They're saying more intimate partner homicides in the U.S. have been committed with guns than with all other weapons combined, if that answers your question. What we know statistically is that a gun in a home situation is much more likely to result, 3 times more likely to result in the violence of somebody in the family than it is an intruder. More than half of the women murdered with guns in the U.S., 53% were killed by intimate partners or family members. So one of the issues, which I think is what you're asking, but I'm not sure, are guns used in domestic violence? And the answer is more than half of the time, everything else combined, if that answers your question. For mass shootings, 50% of the mass shootings between January 2009 and 2014, the perpetrator killed an intimate partner or family member. So the idea being that that guns at home are very dangerous, not especially in domestic violence, but even when it's not in domestic violence, because presumably when kids are playing with guns or taking them to school, that's not domestic violence per se. It's by an intimate partner, so it's with adults killing other adults. Now, I don't know if that was the question you were answering, so I'm not sure if that's what the answer is. There is supposedly going to be a they're trying to put a federal law that says domestic abusers can't have guns, but it's not in place. 855-993-7569 and Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery, grow your contact list, and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr. Middle name, Safety. Last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from digestive issues like heartburn, acid reflux, IBS, and constipation? Probimune is your answer. Probimune is a brand new probiotic that has been scientifically proven to deliver high quantities of viable good bacteria to your gut to boost your digestive system and improve your overall health. This unique, powerful blend of probiotic strains, coupled with our industry-leading proprietary fermentation process, delivers a maximized bacterial colonization to the gut that no other probiotic can match. Start improving your health today. Visit younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off first-time orders. Maintaining digestive health is crucial to the body's overall well-being. Don't suffer from negative effects of poor digestion any longer. Order today. Younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, it's that time of the week where we look at more generic issues that affect all of us as opposed to the personal ones, which is, okay, my son is driving me nuts. Today is kind of it's a multifunctional kind of, in some ways, kind of scary thing. My guest is Ivy Mirapol, who has written and directed a documentary called Indian Point, which is probably the second most notable, famous, or infamous nuclear power plant in the United States, I would say, after Three Mile Island. Ivy, would you agree with that, that it's probably the second most?
Yeah, I think that's accurate. I think, after Three Mile Island, people know about Indian Point, and it has a lot to do with how close it is to New York City.
Yeah, it's 35 miles from Times Square.
That's right.
No! And so, all right, so we have, it sounds to me we have a number of issues here, and I'll tell you what, you tell me what the documentary is about. I know, but I figure, why am I interpreting it when I've got Ivy here? So tell me what the point of the documentary is.
Well, the point, as when making a documentary, you often start with one place and then end another. So I wanted to do a portrait of one nuclear power plant as a way to get at all of these myriad issues, because it is so complicated, and to try to find a narrative device to help people understand, but also to really go inside a nuclear power plant, not just tell the story of outside the activists and people wanting to shut it down, but also contrast that with what is it like to work inside a nuclear power plant? What does it look like inside a plant? So my first mission was to get access inside the plant. And once I did, and they opened up to me and I was able to film in there, I felt like, okay, I have I have a story here. It's still maybe a small story, but what grew out of that is I was also drawn to the story because I had read that Indian Point was at the center of the most contentious relicensing battle that the NRC, which is the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, that they had ever seen. And they are in charge of regulating nuclear power plants across the country, over 100 of them here, and all of them getting to the end of their initial licensing life.
All right, let me stop you so we don't, I don't get too, no, you're
going
doing
ahead.
Great. No, I mean, this is something mother's milk.
Yeah.
But let me go back so I don't get lost in all these kind of cool issues. All right, number one, how did you get access?
Okay, as everyone who's listening can imagine, it was very difficult to get that the kind of access I did to Indian Point or any nuclear power plant. A lot of it was just hounding the hell out of them. Can I say that? that's a big part of our job as documentary filmmakers, just keep asking, never take no for an answer. But where the turning point was, they finally relented and said, okay, you can film a typical tour of the plant. Okay. I went in, I said, great, that's great. This is what school groups get to see or politicians get to see. And that wasn't what I was looking for. So I said, what I really want is I would love if you'd introduce me to a couple people who've worked here for a very long time, because I want to get to know them. And I want their stories to be part of this. And, they came back to me and said, well, what do you want to do with them? What is this about? And I said, look, I'm going to be totally honest with you. I'm talking to activists. I'm talking to people who have committed their lives to shutting this plant down. But I also feel very strongly that you guys, and I say guys because there's really no women working there, that you guys never get seen or heard. And I promise that's what I will do. I'm not going to promise that by the end people aren't scared or feel like the plant should be shut down, because that's not, I wouldn't guarantee that. But I think they never get heard or seen, and they really responded to that. And, I honestly feel that Entergy, the corporation that owns Indian Point among other nuclear power plants across the country, they're based in New Orleans. I actually don't know how much they realized I was in there. I just kept thinking, this is every time I'd go in and film, and we did eight different trips inside to film. I kept thinking, this is my last one. Someone higher up is going to find out what's going on here, and that's it. I'm shut out. But it didn't happen.
That's kind of scary in and of itself. You remind me, I was once had bought an apartment on the top floor of a building that was under construction, and I used to go up in the construction elevator all the time on the outside of a building, 40 stories up, and walk across a plank with a rope ladder. And I had a hard hat on, and it took them months before I figured I wasn't trying to break a rule. I just wanted to see what was going on and climb around. And it took months before they figured out I was actually doing that. And then they were not amused. So it's really interesting. I mean, but to a certain extent, my climbing up 40 stories, the only person who was going to get whacked was me. The idea that the owner of a nuclear power plant doesn't know what's going on a day-to-day basis seems to me a little scarier.
Well, I didn't mean to put they knew, the people who run Indian Point absolutely knew I was there.
Okay.
And it was very controlled. No, I don't mean, I'm being a little flip, but I'm sure.
I love flip. Don't worry about it.
But I think they absolutely knew, and they had to sign off on it. And so every time I would make another request, they'd say, you really need to come in again? I would say, yes, I really want to film this in a certain way, and it takes time, and I'd love to follow Brian in the control room today, and is that okay? It was a big process. You do not get inside that plant without many people knowing, and also them checking, they look at the serial numbers on our cameras. That's how buttoned up they are. So
how long, what period of time from the time you decided you wanted to do this till the end of the actual filming? What period of time did that represent?
Wow, I'd say about 4 years.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. you know, with a couple breaks in between because I got to make a living. But, you know, I would take short jobs in between. I'm a freelancer and also fundraising. Fundraising yeah. really slowed me down. It's, you know, we actually ran out of money at one point. We were in the edit room and I ran out of money, and then I got another grant. Thank you, MacArthur Foundation, who saved me, and we were able to get back in. But so a lot of stopping and starting, but also I really believe making a film like this benefits from filming over a long term.
Undoubtedly. All right, so when you started, had the Japan nuclear disaster happened yet or not?
Yeah, well, actually, I had started doing research, and I had actually written up, just it's probably funny to look at now because it's changed so much, but like a one-page kind of pitch, because I was going to try to get development money from the Sundance Institute, and I wrote that a month before Fukushima, February of that year, 2011, I guess, and I thought I had a story. I thought this will be very interesting. There's conflict here. If I get access to the plant, great. But then when Fukushima happened, I thought this, now there's a real urgency. Yeah. And I thought this would be very interesting to look at Indian Point and the relicensing process that plants go through in the U.S. through the prism of Fukushima. Because yeah. Fukushima just threw everything out of whack, and that's what led to the story of Greg Yasko, who was the chairman of the Nuclear Regulatory Commission when Fukushima happened, and whose story I tell. He became a big part of the film, and that's what I was talking about before, that something I never could have predicted, because I didn't think I was going to be going all the way up to the chairman of the NRC, but this guy, to me, represented the other very important part of the story that I want to get across, I think is so critical, is that our regulatory agencies are not doing their job because they're too intertwined with industry. And that's exactly what happened to this guy. He pushed back on the nuclear energy industry to try to tighten safety regulations at U.S. plants after Fukushima, because he saw and realized what happened there, and realized that we gotta improve things here. And this industry didn't want it, and they orchestrated his ouster. I mean, it's a classic, you know, political witch hunt. And I thought, oh, now that's a whole other story that I gotta get in there.
All right, so we've got. All right, so talk a little bit about the fact that nuclear power has always been viewed as clean, as opposed to coal or dependency on foreign oil. It's always been, at least, that part of the question is it's been viewed as an answer
yeah.
to dirtier fuel. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm sympathetic to that. I understand, you know, that we are in the state of crisis right now because of carbon emissions, and nuclear power does not contribute to global warming as much as anywhere close to, you know, burning oil or coal, and even natural gas. Natural gas has all of its own problems too. But that said, when people tout nuclear power as, you know, this answer and this green answer that we, you know, that we can't get rid of them, or we'll, you know, carbon emissions will go sky high, I would say, first of all, look at how much spent fuel is piling up at all of these plants that is toxic.
All right, let me stop you at that point, because that seems to me to be part of the major issue at Fukushima. My guest is Ivy Mirapol, who's talking. She's done a documentary called Indian Point, which is talking about probably the second most famous or infamous nuclear power plant, 35 miles from Times Square. Her documentary is called Indian Point. Stay tuned. We'll talk about regulatory agency, clean power, and possible evacuation. Stay tuned. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days.
Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer. Only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited-time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
For Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we're talking about, I don't think I'm going too far by saying that this is a controversial film, which I think Ivy does a really terrific job of sort of balancing points of view. But I swear, I think documentary filmmakers have angels assigned just to them, because I've interviewed so many of you guys who start off with one point and then all of a sudden something happens and it becomes a much more vital and crucial kind of documentary. So let's go back to Indian Point. And you know, one of the points that I think you made, get it, Indian Point, was that a lot of the nuclear power plants in the United States are coming up for license renewal because they've been licensed and been built for a long time.
Yeah.
So talk about that whole thing about, you know, if you're in an apartment building that's 30 years old, you begin to have structural issues. What about a power plant, a nuclear power plant?
Yeah, well, I mean, the The scary thing is that I won't get too detailed on this, but the relicensing process for the nuclear power plants the Nuclear Regulatory Commission doesn't actually look at a lot of the issues that we as the public might be most concerned about. So, like evacuation, the ability to evacuate. And so for Indian Point in particular, which sits as the largest population around a nuclear power plant in all of the U.S., you cannot evacuate New York City. You can't evacuate Westchester. Yeah. I mean, we've talked, you know, you are on the Tappan Zee Bridge at rush hour, an ambulance can't get through. Yeah. So, you know, that right there alone, that you would think that should be part of whether a plant should be relicensed or not, and it's just not considered. They look at the aging management plan of the plant, and they say, all right, you're doing a good job replacing these things and keeping these things, different parts of the plant in good operation and replacing them when they need to be replaced. That's kind of what they're looking at. So the NRC basically has relicensed most of these aging plants in the U.S., and then they've already indicated that Indian Point can be relicensed. What's happened with Indian Point and why it is operating without its license, and it's the first plant to do so.
Yikes!
Yeah.
That doesn't seem like a good thing to me.
It's not a good thing. I mean, it is a loophole. It's one of these legal loopholes where the fact that they got their paperwork in on time allows them to continue operating even though they haven't been officially relicensed.
So when was their license, the old license, up?
Both reactors have slightly different. So last year and fall of this year, they both expired. Basically a year. Oh, yeah. Unit 2 was a year ago. A little over a year ago, their license expired. And so, you know, it sounds like they're not doing their job, but what's happening is it's because it's so contentious, and which is a good thing. I mean, it means that, you know, the New York Department of Environmental Conservation, this is another point I wanted to make. The other part of the story that I tell, when people say this is green, that nuclear power plants are green, they also are ignoring what they do to the bodies of water on which they sit. So the Hudson River, Indian Point sucks 1.2 billion, that's with a B, gallons of water a day through the plant, and then spits it back out hotter, like jacuzzi water, back into the river. And that's
going to affect
year.
The plant life. It's going to affect fish.
It's destroying the ecosystem of the river. And people don't really talk about that. But what might be the thing that shuts the plant down is that New York State has now said that they've denied the plant a water permit, which is also a precedent-setting case if it actually goes through. They have said, you cannot use the river this way anymore. We're done. We don't want you to do it anymore. Now, of course, Entergy appeals this. They have endless resources and, you know, fancy lawyers and everything, and they're going to appeal and appeal and appeal, and that's kind of where – that's one of the reasons why the licensing process just kind of stalled.
Well, but it can continue to operate. Indian Point can continue to operate when all this is still – so they can continue to befoul the river?
That's right. That's right.
It sounds like we need a restraining order.
I mean, it's there's a lot of and then, you know, someone like Greg Yasko, who was chairman of the NRC and wanted to do what he saw as his role as a public, you know, servant.
Guardian, yeah.
And guardian is pushed out.
Did you have an idea going in about what philosophy about this? Did you go in thinking, boy, nuclear power is the answer and nuclear power is the problem? Did you have a point of view that you started with?
I mean, I grew up in a kind of a no-nukes family, and I, as a kid, went to the no-nukes concerts in New York City, and it was just kind of in the air that you just assumed that nuclear power was bad. And I like to confront those preconceived notions when I'm going to make a film, especially something like this, because I wouldn't want to just go into it trying to hammer everyone over the head with this one idea that this is bad. So I actually try to actively work against this, which is why I was so interested in going inside and really getting to know people who work there and humanizing that part of the story, because they hadn't been humanized for me. And it's easy to say, this is terrible, I'm scared of it. And the other aspect was I moved near the plant. I live only about 20 miles from the plant.
Yeah,
I moved to the Hudson Valley from the city. And I said, how is it that when I lived in the city, I didn't even know this thing was here? And nobody, all my friends, people in the city, rarely, I mean, now there's a lot more press about it, but when I lived in the city, no one really talked about it. It seemed like, oh, it's way upstate. It's 35 miles from Times Square, just as you said. So I'm living up there, and I'm hearing the sirens being tested. I get this pamphlet in the mail. The cover says, are you ready, from the Putnam County Emergency Services Bureau. And what they mean is, are you ready for a nuclear meltdown? Where would you go? What would you do? And I started thinking, well, I need to know more about this place. Is it really that dangerous?
So what was your, I mean, I don't want to give away the documentary, and I think to a certain extent, it would seem to me part of the point of your documentary is that there's a lot of information and you can kind of make your own decision.
Yeah.
But did you come away feeling confirmed that this was too dangerous or possibly hopeful or thinking that, tell me what your kind of take on this was, having sort of immersed in this literally for 4 years.
Yeah, it's such a good question. I absolutely was trying very hard to maintain this kind of agnostic position while working on the film. Like, I would, the activist point of view, the NRC point of view, the guys inside the plant and people who promote the plant, whatever. I wanted to lay it all. I did not want, and I wanted a film that people felt they weren't being told how to feel. That said, there were two things that happened when I was making the film. I felt oddly reassured going inside the plant as often as I did that so the people who work there are extremely competent and care just as much, if not more, about all of our safety than the activists who want to shut it down. They just come out from a different point of view, and they know what they're doing. So I,
right, was a what was the second part? I just don't want to run out of time.
Sorry, I know. But the second part was that I was learning so much about the fact that it sits on two earthquake fault lines, that you can't evacuate, that there are things out of our control, that something like Fukushima can happen. You can run a plant as the best of your ability and have great ability in doing so, but there's so many things out of our hands, and the potential for a huge catastrophe is so great with a nuclear power plant.
All right,
so
folks, Ivy Mirapol, listen, go check out Indian Point, see what you think. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL.